Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
This is Paul Hawksby.
This is Max Rushton.
And this is the H&J Daily with some of the best bits of this afternoon's show.
What a show it was,
well,
eh, Paul?
It was award-winning.
I'll give you a 10 out of 10.
We didn't win an award. Yeah. We were joined by two of the Harlem Grobe Trotters.
I called them that as well. Makes them sound a little bit more sordid, doesn't it?
The Harlem Grobe Trotters. But that was great to see them, wasn't it? Flip and Shoot, as our producer called them. Flip and Speedy.
Flip and Speedy.
Yeah.
They were great. Get a bit of an insight as well into actually how hard it is to be a Harlem. But it's not all fun.
Well, most of it is fun.
Okay,
traveling
then.
Around the world and playing the game you love.
Okay, I'll take it back.
Yeah,
it's all fun.
It's all fun.
Lucky. Whatever you want to say without swearing.
We spoke to Steve Chicken, who had some trouble in Nando's, not surprisingly. And that was a springboard for you, the listener, to get involved, which you did, thankfully. So thanks for that. So you'll hear that. And that's just about it, isn't it, I think? Yeah. Okay, here it all is.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Max.
Good afternoon, Paul. Can I start by congratulating Enrique Iglesias and Anna Kournikova? Anna Kournikova, they've become parents for the third time. I had no idea.
What, they were together?
They were together. So, I just didn't know that pop stars and tennis players was such a popular coming together. And then I did some Googling, and you know that Tina Turner and Mats Wilander once a night, and Pato Banton and Arantxa Sanchez Vicario.
Are you making these up now?
Stefan Edberg and Gloria Estefan. Did you know about that one? Do you know Mark Woodford and Todd Woodbridge went out with the cheeky girl at the same time?
Yeah, really?
So look, who knew that was such a...
That's brilliant. Isn't
they really
what
got
a great
on?
Bit of maybe tennis knowledge.
Maybe they have similar... You know, they live out of a suitcase. Sometimes they have to work quite late. All the things that could bring together.
Yeah, that's interesting. If you've heard of any other tennis players that got together with pop stars, we'd love to hear.
I really would.
From you, yeah. So talksport.com, text 81089, tweet TSH&J. So, thanks for coming along last night. All the people who went and watched
Alan
and Ray in Ipswich, or at the Ipswich Corn Exchange, and it was Alan and Ray. They are very good storytellers. They do it brilliantly. I think they've honed their after dinner set. I was telling Martin Keown there that he featured quite heavily in a couple of Ray's very, very good stories. And they're good stories well told by both of them. So I think they've got some more planned. So, it's good stuff.
It's an easy gig for you, really.
It was fun, really.
That's great.
It was a bit ring because We ran over because, you know, trying to keep it on track
was tricky, right?
Because, you know, I want them to tell their stories. I want to give them the time because they're stories that need a bit of telling. They need a bit of room. So I don't want to start crashing it with pointless questions because that's what they're there for.
Absolutely,
so we just ran long.
As I was leaving yesterday at just gone four after a sensational show that we'd done together,
Oh, yeah, it was
Paul,
brilliant, yeah.
And one of the bosses pulled me aside and said, just on the off chance... Can you do breakfast tomorrow? And then the videos, Ray Parler's videos, started arriving on social media. And at that point, it's when my Twitter lights up with, you better get ready. But I'd ruled myself out of breakfast this morning because I didn't, you know...
You're committed to this club, aren't you?
I'm committed to the H&J Club, and I think only one show per day.
What, the one show?
I want to do the one show, absolutely. Yeah. But I think... The TalkSport listeners only need me for one show a day.
It was 7 hours of Max Rushton. I can't think of anything better.
You know, I did once get the world record for the longest ever
show. I know
you
did. That was in the BBC Radio Cambridge days, wasn't it?
Yeah, 121 hours.
Yeah.
Is that too much of me, do you think?
It might have been. That's a very long game of Culverhouse, isn't it?
It really is.
Could you go for a charity record game of Culverhouse? That's not the nature of the game, though, because you never know when someone's going to win it.
Exactly.
You?
Well, you obviously got to play the tactics. So I think it's very, very rare a game would ever get over 5 minutes. It's an interesting question, but really...
Is it? Is it an interesting question?
I mean, people have, there's now a whole computer game dedicated to it, and, there's Twitter, the Court of Arbitration for Culverhouse. So I think it's slowly becoming part of the narrative. You've seen that, the word top bins is now in the dictionary. It's only a matter of time before Culverhouse becomes, maybe we should campaign to get it in the Oxford English Dictionary. Yeah. I'm not busy most days, so something to do.
Well done to Fallon Sherrick last night, playing 6-6 draw she got against Glenn Durant in Premier League darts. First time Premier League darts. And it did strike me, though. She did a little piece with the papers yesterday in the build-up to this, saying she's been approached already. And didn't you know this was going to happen? She said, I'm not a bad dancer. I haven't got a problem with eating bugs and spiders or being in the dark and crawled over by rats. Yeah. But I've often thought the role of the celebrity booker is an interesting one, because someone is suddenly out there in the old ether. And then you're suddenly thinking, so someone like Fallon Sherrick, she'd be a shoo-in. She's a kind of great pioneer for women's sport.
Yeah, completely
she's a
agree.
Positive role model. Mm-hmm. So you can, if it ever comes to a sort of tear-up between the celebrity bookers on Strictly and...
Do you think they have meetings? You know when like football clubs meet agents in... hotels we don't know about it. Do you reckon the bookers of Strictly
and the bookers of I'm a Celebrity
meet together
they have a summit.
You have them and we'll have them.
They get together and say,
do you reckon?
Well, you can have Summer Monty's Fulham, Paul Hollywood's former squeeze, but we definitely want whoever the winner of Love Island is.
It's like, do you think it's picked like five a side, like they all stand in a line and you go 1-1-1-1? Or is it a bit like how me and my sister got to pick... the Kellogg's variety pack. When you got the variety, it was exciting because they were small.
Yeah.
If you got first pick, you took Coco Pops. Next person, it was an ABBA situation.
Yeah, right.
Next person got two picks. How would you want to set it up?
Well, I saw it more, if it was someone like Fallon Sherrick who's going to be in demand come the next series, a bit like the fight in the car park in Anchorman. I think that's how they fight as one. There's one plum one amongst a lot of people you haven't heard of.
Yeah.
And the plum one, though. I mean, to be fair,
holding Fallon Sherrick. That's when you've got her.
They do get good celebrities, though, don't they? Both those shows get good people, and we've lost, the Channel 5 series of Big Brother, where you would get what Brian Marwood would call the Summer Monty's Fulhams of this world.
There is nothing better than. There are arguably things better, definitely, than that first 10 minutes of Celebrity Big Brother when all the celebrities are introducing themselves to each other and no one knows who anyone else is. Yeah, I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah, but it's gone forever, isn't it? I think they've knocked it on the head.
I was on the long list once for Strictly.
Were you really?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how long it was.
It's been very long.
It must have been really long.
I think
really
it's a very light pencil. A very faint, very faint pencil through your name, I would have thought. Someone's put you in a margin. I've seen celebrity bookers at work, and that's what it's like. Someone will be in the news. They will write in a margin, Max Rushton, ? In a pencil.
Newest edition of the OED, Culverhouse, literally unfathomable nonsense, says B, the Norwich fan. Thank you to Craig saying Michael Schtick and Twiggy went out.
That sounds like a vent act, doesn't it? Crack in the gots. Anyway, it was good to meet everybody last night in Ipswich. I said there's a couple more coming along and the boys were on fine form. And they made it to work this morning, which I thought was incredibly impressive.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Takes me back being a kid.
Yeah.
Sitting there, me ice cream, me popcorn, and me Coke. I didn't need that. I was watching the Harlem Globetrotters. Used to go most years to watch him in action when I was young. And it's great that the franchise lives on and is thriving, because every year we have a couple of Globetrotters join us in the studio to tell us what they're up to, making their way back to the UK. And Flip and Speedy from the current roster have joined us. Guys, good to see you.
Thank you for having us.
It must be a great honour for you guys to be part of this incredibly important sort of American institution.
Oh, it's definitely it's a blessing. That's been in a part of this wonderful organization that's been going on for 94 consecutive years. It's nothing better than that.
Yeah. And it's competitive to get in, right? I mean, how hard is it to get on that roster?
Oh man, it's not easy. I've been on the team for 9 years. I made a YouTube video 9 years ago showcasing my skills. They saw my video. They flew me out to Philadelphia for tryouts. And when I got there, in the beginning, it's just strictly basketball. You just playing 5-on-5. They throw a ball out there and you just go at it. You got to compete. You got to go at each other. You're trying to earn a spot. But once you get that spot and you get in the organization, that's when all the tricks come. That's when the magic happens.
So Speedy, they want you obviously for your basketball prowess, but they kind of want something a bit more. They want a bit of showman as well, don't they?
Yeah, you know, to be a Harlem Globetrotter, you have to be a you have to be a great player, and then you have to also be a hard worker, because you have to learn how to entertain and you have to learn how to do the tricks. You know, I had never done a trick a day in my life before I became a Harlem Globetrotter. I couldn't spin the ball on my finger at all. I couldn't do anything.
Did they mock you in the, you know?
No, they just teach you. They give you the ball and they teach you the basics, and then it's up to you to take the ball back to your hotel room pretty much every day and bring it to practice with you every day and keep working until you get better at it. And now here I am in my fourth year, you know, getting pretty good.
Yeah. What's your background then, Flip? Did you play at high school? Did you play at college?
I played high school and I played at some college, and after college I played a little semi-pro. And while I was playing the semi-pro, that's when I created the video. And then, okay, it's like, still play semi-pro or be a part of this iconic brand.
So did you have aspirations for the NBA? Were you kind of...
Every kid had a dream for the NBA, but personally, mine was, I just wanted to play basketball. And I always was an entertainer as a kid. So you put those together, entertaining a basketball player, that's Harlem Globetrotter.
Yeah, of course.
Each have like a signature move, you know, is there the moment where it's like, this is Flip's time, this is Speedy's time, you are going to do, this is time to do your thing, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. We all have our special skills. Me personally, the team knows me, I'm a utility person. So I'm come in whenever they need me. If they need a shooter, if they need a dribbler, they need a dunker, whatever they need, they call me. All right, I come in, I get the job done.
All right. And are you utility as well?
I'm a little bit of everything. Except for dunk. I'm not a dunker.
You're not a dunker.
You know, I can shoot, dribble. You know, I'm a good passer. I'm a good teammate. You know, I like to make sure our showman is comfortable and make sure he feels like he has somebody out there with him at all times that can help him. Make sure we're putting on the best show possible. And that's really how I've grown as an entertainer these last few years.
Some of the quite a few of the Globetrotters we've met over the years have been 7 foot plus, or you guys are of normal height.
This
is the one year you've come in with two guys of normal height that our regular presenter Andy Jacobs, who sits where Max is today, who always feels very embarrassed.
He's only like 4'3".
He's very short. So you always feel bad when the Globetrotters. You would have felt great today,
yeah,
especially with you,
man.
Speedy.
Yeah.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'7", you know, 165 pounds, rock solid. You feel me?
And you're around 6 foot tall, I think.
I'm five foot eleven.
So you're the tiny ones in the, you know, the rest of the squad are just look down on you, right?
Yeah, I make up for with a 47-inch vertical, so I'm not worried about any height.
And how I've been watching a Netflix documentary about cheerleading, right? Called Cheer, and it's amazingly told. And you sort of don't think about the amount of work and training that is going into that. And like I presume it's the same with you, right?
Definitely.
It looks like it's a bit of fun, right? But the amount that you push yourselves physically and mentally is extraordinary, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, traveling itself does a lot on the body. I don't think people really realize how much traveling itself on the buses, on the planes really does. And then on top of that, we play a game every day. And not only do we play a game every day, we also practice every day for 2 or 3 hours. So it's a lot. It's a lot that goes into this. It's not just wake up, do a trick shot, go to bed. It's like wake up, go to work, put some work in, and you know, just keep getting better every day.
Definitely put work in.
Do you tour the States as well, guys? I mean, you're often in Europe and around the world, but do you tour the States as well playing?
Yeah, definitely we do. We got the we got our teams out there in the States still touring right now.
Right.
So we over here just getting prepared for when they come over here to the UK and Europe as well. We just promoting the tour. But yeah, I've been to all 50 states and 60 plus different countries in my 9 years.
What a great experience from your point of view. You're playing the sport you love, and you're seeing parts of the world you probably wouldn't have done otherwise.
Oh, Definitely.
Yeah, well, I'm super excited to be here in the UK. You know, we're playing all over the UK from February 27th to March 8th. Yep. And specifically in London, we play on March 1st at the O2 Arena at 6 p.m. And then we play on March 7th at Wembley at 6 p.m. So we're excited to be here, you know. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah. How tough are your bosses, right? Because obviously, you know, the NBA players in their contracts will have, you know, you can't go out late, you can't party, you can't do these things. Do you have the sort of best of both worlds here, where you can sort of do what you like, or have you got like a real?
It's like any job. You got to protect the brand. We're the Harlem Globetrotters. We've been around 94 consecutive years for a reason, so we have to protect the brand. So it's up to us what we do, how we carry ourselves, how we interact with kids and parents and everything. So it's a reason why we've been around for 94 years, because we carry ourselves to a high standard.
Yeah. Inside my formative years, one of the sportsmen I absolutely loved was Medalark Lemon, who was just, and saw him quite a few times, and he was
legend.
Just one of the greatest showmen, sporting showmen ever, I'd say.
Absolutely. You know, we have some great showmen right now. You know, we're going to get a chance to tour over here with Hammer. Hammer Harrison is one of the absolute best in the business right now. Mm. And, you know, we have Big Easy Lofton and, you know, Moose, and there's just highlight. So our showmen are carrying that torch that Metalark and Sweet Lou Dunbar carry.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're trying to just keep this thing going as long as we can so that kids in the future can have the same experience that I had, the same experience that my parents had and their parents had. So it's just such a long line, and we're just happy to keep it going.
Definitely. Now, you generally play the same team, boys. You play the Washington Generals, and is that the case this time on the tour? You play the Washington Generals?
Yes, we'll be playing the Washington Generals, too. They suppose to be meaner and stronger and better than last year, but we're never worried.
You've lost a few games over the years, the Harlem Globetrotters.
Right, you're not 94-0, are you?
I've been on the team for 9 years, and since I've been on the team for 9 years, we haven't lost. So I stand on that.
I'm undefeated as well. So.
Who wants to be a Washington General, though? Who wants to be in that team? They can't, do you feel for them? They get beat every night.
No, I don't feel for them. I'm a competitor.
I mean, this is our 2020 Pushing the Limits World Tour, and they are trying to push us to the limit. You know, they're better than ever right now, but, you know, we're doing new things in our new tour that are great. This is our 10-year anniversary of our four-point line, and the four-point line is 30 feet away from the basket, and then every fourth quarter, we're going to move that back 5 extra feet, you know, for still worth 4 points, but we're just pushing the limits, and, you know, we hold 21 world records
in
this year.
Just broke 6 recently.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we just broke 6, and we hold 21, and every night, we're going to try to break another world record.
Yeah.
So it's just
amazing.
2020 Pushing the Limits World Tour.
And finally, on a more serious note, it's been a tough time for the sport, hasn't it, in the last few weeks with the death of Kobe Bryant. I mean, I think it must have rocked everybody, even whether they're kind of Lakers fans or just people who love the game would have been moved by that, I'm sure.
Most definitely. We found the news right before our game, so we definitely, a lot of my teammates and a lot of players was definitely hurt by that, because I'm from Chicago, so my favorite player is Michael Jordan, but Kobe is right there as well, so a lot of the new generation and the kids now, Speedy as well, a lot of players wouldn't be where they're at athletically wise if it wasn't for Kobe.
Yeah.
Kobe touched the whole world. It don't matter what sport it was, soccer, hockey, everybody paid tribute. That's to tell you how powerful, you know, his legacy was.
Sure. You feel like that, Speedy?
Yeah, he's just such an inspiration. Just his attention to detail and, you know, the way he prepared. I remember when I was a senior in college, I took his preparation and I made it my new schedule. He started at 4 a.m. and was done by like 8 p.m. And I started at 6 and kind of did his exact schedule. And it paid off for me. We ended up winning the championship. And being from Philadelphia, you know, Kobe Bryant is from Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. So it's just a little extra in there and finding out that news right before the game. I never felt chills like that coming out of the tunnel when they said from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So it's definitely... it was tough on the basketball world, and, you know, his name's going to live on forever. Kids are going to forever know who Kobe Bryant is, and he's still going to inspire, but it's just hurt that he isn't still here with us.
Mm-hmm. So you, apart from London, you're going to be, or you're right around the country, right? You're in Brighton and Cardiff and Birmingham and Leeds, and we're all over the country. You've got so many dates coming up.
Yes, sir.
So go and check it out. If the Harlem Globetrotters, go and check it out on their website and social media. All the dates are there, and you can buy your tickets.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
This message pulled from Roger, who says, did one of the Globetrotters just say that Moose played for them? I mean, that would be quite the signing for the Harlem Globetrotters.
That would be a turn, wouldn't it? And this came from Steve. He said, Max appeared to be speaking in an American accent during that conversation. Do you? I mean, I didn't notice it, but do you think you've got a bit of previous for this?
Well, my wife accuses me of, if I'm in a taxi, by the end, I am, you know, I'm from the Bow Bells. Like, I'm a complete cockney. I don't know what happens to me. It's just not intentional. Yeah. So I don't, it may well have happened, but it was not, it's completely unintentional.
I mean, we can get the producer to have a listen back. I'm sure he's got better things to do. But if you've noticed, if you've noticed any Americanisms in that conversation, then do let us know.
It's slightly different when I'm doing, you know, if I'm with Ollie, you know, I go a bit West Country. If I'm with Sam, I go a bit Dudley. With Goffey, I go a bit Yorkshire. With, you know, when I do this show, I'm
Zelig.
Yeah, I think I'm at my most well-spoken when I do Hawksby and Jacobs. Because I don't know what it says about this show. I feel it's the most highbrow that TalkSport delivers. And as this late next story will totally prove.
So, we got two birds, one stone, literally, almost, because we're going to talk a bit of Huddersfield, but that's not, let's be honest, the main reason why we got our next guest on, although he does write about the Huddersfield Town on a regular basis. Stephen Chicken is as a football journalist with an eye on Huddersfield, and he tweeted last night, picked up by our producer, the waiter in Nando's just skipped our name on the waiting list for a table because she thought it was a joke. So we're going to ask you from this point on, has there ever been a situation where your name has caused you problems in a similar way to Steve's, but from the horse's mouth? Steve joins us now. Good afternoon, Steve.
Good afternoon, gents. How's it going?
Not too bad. I mean, what a great shame that. What did you do? Did you say, really? I've got my driving license on me. This is really my name.
Yeah, I mean, it was getting to that point. No, it was fine. There was another table within sort of seconds. So she went and checked with the waiter that had checked us in to begin with and just said, you know, what's going on with this? And he was like, oh, no, really it is, because we'd had that conversation with him. And thankfully we got seated quickly. It would have been a different story if I'd been sitting there for 10 minutes. It's dangerous game to keep me from my chicken.
Okay. As you know, when we first spoke, we did have cool subjects. We built you a whole TV career. We had lots of different shows for you. And then, look, it is an interesting surname. It is a conversation starter, isn't it?
Yeah, to be fair, I think it's done me well. It wasn't great on the playground growing up, obviously, but as an adult, it's an amusing novelty, and people don't quickly forget it. The only place that I kind of have problems now is hotels, when you go and they say, oh, yeah, I'd like to check in. And they say, what's the name? And you say, chicken. And they go, yes, what's the name? And you go, it's who's on first.
Yeah, what's the derivation of, I mean, it might sound like a ridiculous question if you just say, my dad, you know, it's from being chicken farmers. But what is derivation?
Have you looked into the ancestry where the name comes from?
Yeah, we have. It's Durham is where it's based, although my dad's side of the family are all from Liverpool. So we don't know at what point they moved down there. But there is a snowball in the family tree as well somewhere. I've recently been given access to the family tree. But, yeah, it's from the northeast, apparently.
Did you say snowball or snowboard?
No, snowball.
All
oh,
right, I was going to say.
Who's called
a modern...
Who's called snowboard?
Well, who's called chicken?
Well, Steve is. We one or two people on this thread, when you tweeted that last night, including Daniel Story, said, I get this sort of problem in big car parks all the time, to which... Tin Boone, he said, that's wrong on so many levels. Nicking a gag. But it's all right, Tin, there's no wrong with that. Did you hear from any other people who've had kind of mishaps because of their names?
There's been another couple of chickens that have got in touch.
Really?
There's been a Scott chicken and an Alice chicken have both got in touch who, as far as I'm aware, I'm not related to, but you never know. It could be as good as 23andMe, this, I suppose.
If Nando's had any sense, they would have a kind of get-together of people called Chicken in one of their restaurants.
Nando's black card.
What a great PR exercise that would be. Everybody called Chicken gets a black card, and they all get together in one big restaurant.
I suppose Nando's is pretty much the only one where you might give your name. You know, at KFC and Chicken Cottage, you just... get your chicken you and no one cares who you are.
But that's very true. But I think I can see a marketing opportunity for them there.
I think there was a fast food restaurant, very famous fast food restaurant, that did it with their chicken nuggets in Australia a decade or so ago. If you had the name Chicken, you could go and get free chicken nuggets. But it's never been done in this country, and I must say I've not heard from Nando's yet. So if they do want to send me a black card, then it would be very gratefully received.
At least they've got to give you a free chicken. Steve, while we got you on, it's not, you know, you're the Huddersfield Town reporter for the Examiner. So let's talk Huddersfield Town, because I keep a closer eye on them than I probably would usually, because I'm a bit of an admirer of the work the Cowleys have done. What's the feeling up there then about how they've done so far? Because, you know, they're 5 points off the bottom three. Is there a lot of love for them at the club?
I think generally speaking, yes. They didn't have a great result on Wednesday night. They lost 3-0 at home to Cardiff, which obviously didn't go down terribly well. But you have to remember that, you know, at one point they had 1 point from the first eight games. Mm. And the Cowleys came in after six. So they've done a really, really good job to even put them in with a chance of avoiding relegation, let alone being outside the relegation zone. That Cardiff result didn't help, but they made a lot of really good signings in the January transfer window, and they're now trying to move from sort of being very pragmatic and just grinding out results to actually trying to, you know, have their own game and their own style about them. They've had Emil Smith Rowe on loan from Arsenal, who has really, really made a big difference and allowed Town to play a little bit more on the front foot. But Wednesday night, unfortunately, was just one of those nights where some of the old habits sort of snuck back in and they ended up getting beaten. But overall, over the past, the transfer window has really helped. And over the past sort of four games before that Cardiff game, we were really starting to see very, very positive signs about the results and the style of play going forward.
Yeah, Smith Rowe has got a really good reputation, isn't he? There are a lot of people really rate him at Arsenal, so that's quite a coup to get him second half of the season.
Yeah, very much so. The thing that's most impressive about him for a 19-year-old is obviously his quality on the ball speaks for itself. He's got such a lovely touch, but his decision-making is brilliant as well for a player his age. You know, he knows when to run, he knows when to play it neat and tidy, he knows when to go for the through ball. He's been, as I say, a breath of fresh air. He's really enabled them to move into this new style of play that should hopefully do well for them over the rest of the season.
And much more importantly, finally, Danny has come in, been in touch. I'm sure you've never heard this before, but saying, well, you know, if you had a son, would you call them first name Perry, second name Perry?
Yeah. It wouldn't be very... I mean, then you definitely... If you called them Perry and Perry, two twins, both with the same name, then you'd definitely get that black card. I mean, that's it. Yeah. Yeah. Well, look, good to talk to you again.
Cheers,
Steve.
Pal.
Catch up with you soon. Thanks very much.
Cheers. No problem. Cheers, fellas.
Steve Chicken there from the Huddersfield Examiner. So has your name ever got you into a little bit of difficulty, and the humourable moments you've had courtesy of your maybe your surname or your Christian name? This comes from Steve,
a Liverpool supporter from Brackley. When I worked in a bank many years ago, I was asked to call a guy called Mr. Onions when I addressed him as Mr. O'Nions. it looks like onions.
Oh, right.
But it's definitely O'Nions. Has it ever got you into problems as it did there, Steve, because they thought he was taking the mickey out of Nando's?
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
We spoke to Steve Chicken earlier on. Steve is the Huddersfield Examiner's Huddersfield Town correspondent. And he pointed out he went to a Nando's the other day and their place in the queue for a table was bypassed because they saw his name, Mr. Chicken, and they thought it was a wind-up. So he had to go and point out that, of course, it wasn't. We're just asking today whether your name has ever got you into any kind of trouble. We've had a few come in.
Some good ones here. Names. As a custody sergeant, I used to try and double up remand prisoners awaiting court. I managed to get Flood and Rivers in the same cell. Similarly, I got Foreman and Alley. My personal favourite was Melon and Sorbet. My name and club withheld to protect the guilty, he says.
David has been in touch. He said, my surname is Sink, and there used to be a restaurant in London called the Titanic Bar and Grill. I once tried to book a table at Christmas to take some customers there, but every time I called up, they put the phone down. And yeah, you'd like to come to the Titanic. The name again? Sink. Yeah, all right, mate. I know, they're too soon. And down the phone would go. Eventually got through, but took ages to convince him that that was my surname.
My surname is Honeybun. Paul Honeybun. So you can imagine what it's like on days like today.
Yeah.
I always get asked to prove it.
Simon's been in touch. He said, I always get funny looks when trying to book into a hotel or B&B because of my surname. It's Simon Guest.
This is going to take a long time, isn't it? Ian says, our German teacher at school was called Gordon Bennett. Come on.
Yeah.
And needless to say, very little German was learnt. I had one at school where, you know, the overhead projector. You know, do you remember those old
projectors?
We had a supply teacher, you know, much like I am when I'm covering a show. Supply teacher, no one's really behaving themselves. And this guy came in, he was so nervous, and he said, hello, everybody, my name is, and he turned on the overhead projector, and from, like, the geography lesson before, someone had just written Guinea-Bissau, and that was it for him. He probably didn't have a career in teaching. Nothing you can do.
Oh, dear.
My name is Guinea-Bissau.
Alex says, I run a seafood restaurant and a chef applied for a job who was called Chris Haddock, and he basically said he would have taken him on if his middle initial had been P, but they didn't go for it. Our German teacher at school was called Gordon Bennett. Needless to say, very little German was learnt, says Ian.
I did that one about a minute ago.
Oh, did you really? Yeah. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
I was probably reading another one. I do apologise,
no,
Max.
No. Well, I thought I'd pick you up on it. I think we're close enough, aren't we?
I think you can definitely do that one, yeah. I was once declared dead on the donor database, says... You haven't done this one, have
no,
you?
No, I haven't done
remember.
This one, no.
Anthony Holmes says, after someone with the same surname as me sadly passed on. But it was my name that was checked off. The bloke looked very confused when he was trying to book me in on the computer. He kept telling me I was dead. You can't, I mean...
I'm sorry, sir.
You could say there's obviously been a mix-up. You wouldn't say, sorry, mate, you're dead, would you?
Well, your computer says no. Now, from the Daily Star today...
Oh, right, OK.
It's good to know
it's still being policed with Andy off. Someone's pulling it apart.
Well, we learnt yesterday the most stressed time of the day, didn't we? It was 12 minutes past seven for parents. What time do you think the drowsiest time of the day is?
About 17 minutes past two.
Have you read the article?
I saw it in another paper. I actually meant to say it 17
so
minutes past
I.
two.
I thought, what were we doing at 2:17?
I think we were listening to some fine messages from our sponsors.
Were we? Well, that's it.
Knowing us, we were probably still talking to a guest.
When Mr. Riccobono was talking about untucked shirts, I had a little snooze at that exact moment.
We just didn't do it, sadly. How many of we more have got any of these? Yes, I was playing rugby for Scunthorpe Rugby Club away at Sheffield and ended up in Romeo and Juliet's nightclub. Sounds classy. There was some trouble in the club. We ended up all stood outside on the curb edge with the police coming along the line taking names. The lad next to me looked at me and I looked at him and our faces dropped. My name is Colin Crompton, and at the time he was the chairman of the Will Tappers and Shunters Club. This is one for the TV. You don't remember that? Colin Crompton. In fact, Bob Mills left the studio today doing some Colin Crompton material.
Okay.
Mr. Zeitgeist.
Sounds like Bob.
And it was funny stuff. My mate from an Irish Catholic background, I kid you not, is called Errol Flynn. So you've got Colin Crompton and Errol Flynn as the police are going down the line at the height of Colin's fame. Yeah, everyone was told they could. You, everyone can go apart from you two clever. Get in the van, says Cromo. Thank you very much for that.
Now, more people. This is just a safety message from our good friends at the Daily Star. Mm. More people die taking selfies. Do you know this? Some from shark, wolf, and lion attacks combined.
What is that? Really?
Yeah, there you go. I mean, clearly, the most dangerous is to try and take a selfie with a shark, wolf, and a lion, isn't it? And now you're really at risk. But yeah.
Now keep still. Don't pounce yet. Just stay there.
Bob out the water. Yeah. Breach now.
That's it. Now, Ralph Hasenhüttl has been chatting to TalkSport. Aaron James Savundra went down and had a chat with him. You'll hear that exclusive conversation on game day tomorrow ahead of our coverage of Southampton versus Burnley. But we thought we'd play a little snippet now. And the power of TalkSport.
Absolutely.
A foreign manager comes to the UK looking to improve his language skills. And where better to turn? Not to a kind of language course, but TalkSport.
And enjoy hearing the people when they're on the phone and asking some stupid questions or not, or good questions sometimes. And now I enjoy it was in the beginning was a little bit of learning, a little bit learning English, some vocabularies and some phrases you use in the football. And now now it's not at the beginning I had to concentrate on the and what you say, but now it's automatical, and this is now more relaxing for me. Yes, it's good.
I think he just caught himself there, because I think what he was saying was all the callers to TalkSport are stupid there, and then he went and tried to catch himself. But frankly, the point is, drive or lead with this. Ralph Hasenhüttl thinks you're all stupid. 08717 223 344.
It's lovely how he listens, and probably Ralph's. I think Ralph was going in the dressing room at half time on it to call the players out, and all he could come up with in the early days was, "Hello, Adrian, great show." What does he mean by that? Is he all that?
Do you think he'd just go? This is what he'd be like the next day. He'd be like, "Oh, yeah. Let's just have a look at our next five fixtures, lads. I'll tell you what we've got. Well, after Burnley, Villa, West Ham, Newcastle, Norwich."
He'd be doing that. He'd be going, "Guten Tag!" Saying that in the style of Alan. It'd be great that he's been picking up all this stuff.
Do you think he does...
Midnight Train to Madness, he's been talking about.
Do you think he does the voice? The voice that he does is of the presenter that is currently on air. So when they first get in, he's Alan.
Yeah.
And then when he's taking the first session, he's Jim. And he's like, "I can't believe it, you've done that." And then he's you and Andy, so he's a bit more relaxed. And then he gets really angry around four, gets furious. When the player's knocking on the door saying, "Why am I not playing, Gaffer?"
Yeah.
He's gone full Adrian, he's furious.
Maybe he has a game of Southampton-based
Culverhouse.
Well, David Prutton.
There you go.
Franny Bernali. He's doing all
Jeff
that.
Jeff Kenner. Chris Marsden. How long have you got?
Yeah, I'd like to think that's... Anyway,
you Egil Ostenstadt. I can keep going.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
There we are. That was this afternoon's show. Thank you, Max. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you, Paul.
When do you head off then into the sun?
So Saturday 9 to 11 on the warm-up.
Yeah.
Sunday 11 to 1 on the warm-up.
Yeah. And then
Monday afternoon, me and Mrs. Rushton.
Off you go.
Off to Northern Tenerife. I'm not interested in going nightclubbing, but if anybody wants a quiet cup of coffee in that area, actually, I don't. You know, I'd like just have a quiet time.
Yeah. Well, have fun.
Thanks.
And I shall see you soon.
Yeah, I hope so.
And thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. We'll catch up with you on Monday. Charlie Baker with me then.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.